Good morning. This is the Game Fish and Parks Radio Show. I am Bryce McVicker, and with us today is Craig Haas. Thanks for coming today, Craig.
Good morning.
We kind of did a 360 this week as far as weather is concerned. Went from pretty darn nice November to probably what November should be now that it's deer season.
It's like we skipped 2 months and went from middle of September to November.
It seems like the last few falls we've talked about that, how it's just warm, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's cold, and we start talking about ice and going from fishing comfortably out of a boat to needing an ice shack. So things have changed pretty rapidly here, but I think the extended forecast, we've got quite a few days next week of 40 degree weather, so that'll keep our water open. I think it's going to be a little bit before we start talking quite ice fishing yet.
I was gonna say, and with the weather we've had so far, I mean, we've been pretty lucky and we're bound to pay for it sooner or later, so we came out of it pretty well, I think.
Yeah, I would agree. This weekend, as far as weather goes, it looks like today is supposed to be sunny, 5 to 10 mile an hour wind, and 28 degrees. So from a East River deer rifle hunter's perspective, things should be pretty good. We came out of a couple days of high wind and one day of snow, so I would guess the deer didn't do a whole lot of moving around in that kind of weather. Drop the wind down, let the sun come out, have a lot of rut activity. I would think those deer should be moving the next couple days.
Yeah, and from a deer hunter's perspective, 28 degrees with a little snow is a whole lot better than 70 degrees and winds. So I would expect deer season to go pretty well this year.
Very good. I know, Craig, you've spent a little bit of time deer hunting the last couple weeks here. How's the deer movement been? Is rut activity in full swing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That warm weather really does kind of screw with the deer's movement a little bit during the day. That last week or the week before deer season, you're seeing a little bit more of that daytime activity moving, but generally that 70 degrees is pretty tough on deer this time of year, so I think most of the activity is going on during those night hours. And you're going to see a little bit during the day when a buck gets on a doe, they're going to run no matter what, but generally speaking, it definitely slows down the daytime activity. I think they're still going, so this first weekend at least, you should see some activity with bucks chasing does. If you're patient and can wait and just sit and watch, you're going to see deer moving, I believe.
Very good. Looking around at social media, last weekend was West River deer opener. Looked like a lot of really nice deer being taken West River with rifle tags. But even East River last week, a lot of archery tags being filled. So I think folks really took advantage of that good weather and the high rut activity.
And I think one of the biggest questions we've been getting all fall is the EHD up in this area. And as far as we know, we have not had much, if any, impact from EHD in this area. I think the western edge is kind of that brown spink line. We've had a few confirmed cases over there. And then if you go south, it's a couple counties south of Brookings. I can't remember which ones it starts in, but you do see a little bit, a definite line to the south, but it is definitely south of us. So we have not had EHD impact, so our deer numbers should be pretty good. And we're starting to see them bounce back. I think our objectives, we've really reduced tags the last few years, and I think we're starting to see results from that. Our deer population's increasing a little bit. So the deer numbers should be good this year.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think we're finally seeing a noticeable increase in our deer population. The western edge of Coddington County, I don't think they're hurting for deer over there at all. I would say a large majority of northern Coddington County is really seeing a good deer population. And then, of course, right here around Watertown city limits, I think there's probably a good deer population too. So obviously a few pockets where the deer herd still needs to bounce back, but there's more areas now, I think, that are looking good than we've had probably over the last 5 years. So things are looking better.
And I think most of those areas that still have voids, I think you can pretty much correlate that to habitat. We just have a few big areas that, you know, they're intensively farmed and there's just not much left for habitat in a few areas. And obviously they're not going to hold deer like some of these places with better habitat. So I think we're, like you said, we're bouncing back. No EHD loss in this area to speak of, so things are looking good.
Very good. So we look forward to a good deer season here. Glad that deer season starts today and not yesterday. Yesterday would have been a little bit miserable to be out trying to set in deer stands. But as far as regulations go for deer season, nothing really new in the books this year as far as regulations go. So it's kind of all the same old stuff. Some of the main violations that we run into, shooting from road right-of-ways, trespassing, not wearing hunter orange. Those are some of the things that we deal with. And another one of the big ones that we've kind of pumped some money into trying to defer the last few years is getting out of the vehicle, not chasing game deer specifically with your vehicle. Getting out, sitting in a stand, walking some tree belts, walking some sloughs, that's what deer hunting's meant to be done. So we're trying to get folks out of their vehicle, and that will lead to less violations if we can get everyone out of their vehicle.
And I think we've seen a big shift over the years. You know, 20 years ago, driving around shooting deer from the road from the pickup was, I mean, it was pretty much normal. And then you saw the evolution of the hunting stands, and when those started showing up, it was kind of a big deal because nobody ever saw them. And now you can't hardly look at a quarter of land that doesn't have one on. So they've really gotten popular, and they've really changed the way people hunt. So I think the philosophy now is more of that: go out to the stand, sit, wait, and wait for the deer to move, instead of the driving around just looking for them. So I think we have made some progress, and we're getting better, but we still have a few people that just have not changed their ways. So we just want to make sure that we get the word out. And as always, that tips line is very important to us. Yeah, there's very few of us out there when you look at the big landscape. So if you see something and you can call it in, that definitely helps us out a bunch. Everybody's got a cell phone now. Our tips number is pretty much plastered on anything game and fish related that we put out there. But it's 1-800-OVERBAG or 1-888-OVERBAG. So go ahead and call that number. Give us a direct call. If you look at the hunting handbook, COs numbers are in the phone book now. So you can call COs direct by their cell phone. If you don't get them, leave a message. They'll call you back as soon as they can. This time of year, we're busy with other calls and can't necessarily always take a call, but I guarantee if you leave a message, we'll get back to you. So again, we can't thank guys enough for calling on that stuff because we can't be everywhere.
Yeah. Absolutely. And in regards to the trespassing thing, I know that we've talked about this a few times on the last radio shows, but downloading that Game Fish and Parks app on your smartphone, pulling up the maps and getting your GPS turned on, that'll show a little red dot of where you're at, and plus it'll have an overlay of public ground, so you always know if you're on public ground. If you're hunting private, it'll have the property lines, maybe not perfectly spelled out, but nonetheless you'll be able to see section lines and things in there on the imagery maps, and you should not have a whole lot of excuses for getting off track when you're out there nowadays.
And the other nice thing about it, you can use it just like a GPS. You can save waypoints on it. It's pretty handy. I use mine quite often, and I think it's one of the best technology advancements we've made.
I've been on a few other states' websites, and they don't have anything that's near as user-friendly as the app that we're putting out there right now. I know that I really promote it hard. Anybody that calls me with questions, waterfowl hunters, pheasant hunters, anybody that's looking to hunt public land or even water, I really promote that app hard and want all hunters to have it and understand how to use it, because it will save you getting off track at times. With that, anything else in regards to deer season before we move on?
Nothing besides the forecast looks good, and it should be a successful hunt. This weather's kind of the break we needed for a good hunt, so my anticipation is that we're going to have a very successful fall.
Yeah, and I guess one other thing that we didn't talk about was corn harvest. Should be, I would say, well over 90% completed, almost completely done, so shouldn't have any issues there with deer holding up in the corn. Movement should be good. All right. Well, this weather's going to do another positive, I would guess, for the hunting population, and that's waterfowl. Been a little bit of negativity surrounding the waterfowl so far. Folks are really struggling, not seeing much for ducks, and the ducks that are around have kind of been here for 3 or 4 weeks, getting a little stale, getting pretty educated by the amount of hunters that are chasing the same ducks. So this weather is going to bring some new birds in. I know everybody's really excited about it, myself included. So Thank goodness for this weather, I guess, but we have seen some more mallards move into the area this week. The western edge of Hamlin is one spot that's really seen a lot of new mallards. Nothing really new in Coddington as far as the migration goes, but Clark, Western Hamlin, Day County, those kind of places have seen an influx of ducks and snow geese as well. You didn't see any snow geese at all 10 days ago, and now you can drive around and look about any direction and see a few snow geese. I wouldn't call it peak migration, but we're getting very close.
Yeah, and it has been such a weird or non-typical migration this year, with absolutely no horrible weather up north to push anything down, and hopefully we'll see birds after this storm goes through, and hopefully they'll stick here for a while.
One thing that I've certainly never talked about since I've lived in South Dakota is there, from what I can hear through social media and in talking to hunters and especially college kids from the Brookings area, there's actually a big migration of ducks that went through southwest Minnesota this year because of all the water over there. So for the first time, there might be a little bit of migration that's actually east of us instead of west of us. So that's kind of another interesting fact of where some of our ducks are right now. But should be getting a lot better here. I know a lot of people are looking forward to that. And as far as fishing goes, things were looking pretty good. Still a lot of people down on Ponset, catching a lot of fish. The perch fishing was really taking off down there. And crappie fishing's been good, a lot of walleye as well, but I think this weather's probably going to hinder that. I would be shocked if we saw any fishing pressure down there this weekend.
Yeah, and we are absolutely blessed to have boat fishing in the middle of November. I mean, November 15th, you should not have boats on the water, and we had some nice 70-degree still days, so plenty of people took advantage of the extended fall and late summer.
Yeah, a lot of non-residents down there too that were up here pheasant hunting, guys from Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, that brought their boats out to pheasant hunt because they heard that our numbers might be down a little bit, so they planned to kind of do a fishing hunting combination, fished in the morning, and I think they probably hunted for a couple hours and struck out and went right back to fishing. And I've heard some pretty impressive live wells full of fish for guys that were actually here on a pheasant hunting trip that ended up fishing. So Ponset's been amazing. Looking forward to this winter. There are going to be a ton of people down there and a ton of fish coming off, I'm guessing. Speaking of pheasant hunting, I would think this weather would maybe help that out a little bit too. Corn harvest, like we talked about, completely done. And a little bit colder weather, a little bit of moisture on the ground. Maybe we'll get those pheasants to hold up on some of that public ground in some sloughs and CRP and make them a little bit more susceptible for our pheasant hunters.
Yeah, and our pheasant reports from the hunters, I think, has been all across the board. You've had some guys that have absolutely struggled, not seen hardly a bird. And then you run into a group that's done actually pretty well. So very, very spotty, very up and down, depending on where you're at. So I would say it's not a horrible year for pheasants if you get in the right spots, but it's definitely not as good as it has been.
Yep, absolutely. Well, that pretty much brings us to the end. Like Craig talked about earlier, that tips hotline is really important to us, especially on these busy opening weekends. There's a lot of sportsmen out there over a vast area, not very many conservation officers. So if you have a hunting handbook or anything with game, fish, and parks on it in your vehicle and you see a violation, either call that tips hotline or give us a call on our cell phones directly. We will be out and about today and tomorrow. And throughout the rest of the deer season. So give us a holler if you need anything. Also, general questions always come up on openers. If you have any questions on regulations, our cell phone numbers are there. It's always better to give us a call than go ahead and do something that you heard through the grapevine and it end up being a violation down the road. But we hope that everybody has a good weekend. Weather looks to be shaping up good for us, and hopefully the harvest reflects that.